And we have a representative of the anti-globalization movement. He has a big black mask on and a big rock in his hand. He's making us really nervous. I'm just kidding. But that is how the mainstream media portrays these folks. So I wanted to get one of them down here to speak for themselves so we could try and clarify that a little bit. Why don't you introduce yourselves to the people?
Nate Treadwell, and I guess I'm representing Students for Global Justice, and also, I guess, speaking on behalf of the Anti-Capitalist Convergence out of New York City. And what we've been organizing around is the World Economic Forum is a group of CEOs of multinational corporations, heads of state, folks like that. We've got everyone from Bill Gates to our very own president, to the CEO of Shell. Everyone's invited except you. And this is the organization that spawned GATT, the General Agreements on Tariff and Trade, which was the precursor to the WTO. It's laying out the framework for the global economy in pretty much every area of society, and popular voices aren't represented. I mean, we've got a few token NGOs, non-governmental organizations there, but these folks aren't accountable to anybody, and we're going to be out on the street trying to ensure that they're adequately representing the demands of the people.
Mm-hmm. So what is the word globalization is thrown around a lot in the media. We never really get a concrete idea of what it is and what people find objectionable about it. Can you give a rundown of what globalization is all about and why we're mad about it?
Well, globalization, you know, it depends on who you ask. What
right.
they mean by globalization is removing trade barriers. Trade barriers like environmental regulation, trade barriers like fair wage laws, trade barriers like, even in some cases, public schools and things like that. And our objections to those are clear. You know, we want a livable environment. We don't want companies dumping all over the place or CO2 being, you know, placed into the atmosphere just on the whim of these companies. And we want workers all over the world, in New York City and abroad, to get a decent wage. And the globalization that we're aiming for is, you know, freedom of movement, freedom of information, and things like that. The globalization that they're aiming for is just freedom of capital. They want goods to move, but, you know, they want borders to be as closed as ever.
Mm-hmm. So the World Economic Forum used to take place in this, like, exclusive ski resort in Switzerland, right? How did they end up in New York this year?
Well, frankly, people in Switzerland kicked them out. I mean, they'd faced very, very harsh protests in Davos, and my understanding of it is that they actually decided on New York City after September 11th. So people are saying that the rationale for that is, well, you know, New York's been beaten down, so they're not going to fight back. And frankly, I mean, it's my opinion that this is just a slap in the face.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty calculated attempt to take advantage of that situation and find
Absolutely.
Safe harbor.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so that if any protest does rise up, they can find some way to tie that in.
You know, you can call
terrorism,
it terrorism, right, call it whatever
right,
you
right.
want.
And say, so well, now's not the time for this to happen in New York.
Mm-hmm.
We're still, which I take as an insult as a New Yorker that you think we'd be so frail.
this is ridiculous.
We're sensitive now. Please.
I'm not surprised they're doing it here. Also, because of where they're doing it, in Midtown. And there's not a lot of space there, number one. It's a street, and it's got two ways, and it's going to be so packed and crowded. I can't imagine they're not expecting hundreds of people to show up and protest. I mean, they've seen what happened when just a delegate from China comes, and there's all these people protesting in the street. Come on, this is a World Economic Forum. What are they thinking, having it here, there, of all places, you know?
Well, one of the other things that they have in New York is the largest police force of any city in the world. I think Moscow's second, but we're at the highest. And if you read that Voice article, they're bringing out the big guns for this one. They didn't have those kinds of resources in Davos, but now they're going to have tear gas, they're going to have tanks, they're going to have the National Guard. They're doing these crazy trainings in Shia stadiums so that they can, you know, quote, keep things under control, unquote.
Now, in the past, when there's been protests to this, have there been any tangible results that you know of in favor of what the protests have been about?
With respect to the World Economic Forum or things in general? Well, I think bringing more publicity to the WEF is one of the things that this is about. I mean, you know, usually it's treated as just sort of this ski party for the rich and famous out in Davos. And people treat it like it's not really a policy-setting meeting. And in a sense, it isn't. It's not an official organization that's making rules or things like that, but they're laying out the framework for multilateral treaty organizations and things like that.
Yeah, because even I hadn't heard of it before this, so I understand what you're saying.
I mean, it was, ask somebody what, you know, the WTO stood for before November 30th in Seattle, and you'd get blank stares. I saw interviews in Seattle newspapers. People had no idea, and bringing out these kinds of things into the light so that the public can examine what they're doing is, I think, the greatest strength of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely going a long way towards that. But I guess the biggest problem is getting the media to actually focus on the issues that we're trying to bring out. That Voice article that you talked about is a perfect example. It was such a sensationalistic, totally one-sided piece. Mm. It was basically like just a press release for the police department. And that's almost all the coverage you see just talks about, will there be violence or not?
That's really unfortunate.
But you never hear, why are people so upset that they're going to be showing up to protest at all? What do you think are the biggest misconceptions that people get from the mainstream media's coverage?
Well, the most disturbing lie that I've seen tossed around by the mainstream media is that, you know, there are these black hooded thugs that are out attacking these mom and pop businesses. You know, mom and pops like Starbucks, mom and pops like Bank of New York, Bank of America, and they portray it as if it's this random violence. And what goes on is that you'll never get a straight list of the companies that are attacked in something like this. So after Seattle, some of the groups that were involved in vandalism, which is, you know, it's questionable. There are arguments about that within the movement, but if you want to call it violence, you got to look at the other side. You got to look at Nike, which has this nasty habit of chaining people to looms and shooting them. You've got to look at The Gap, which pays horribly exploitive wages and has been clear-cutting left and right. So that's one thing that you just aren't going to get out of the mainstream media, because, you know, who pays the bill for them? Which is one reason why I'm so glad that BAI is, you know, back in full force in the hands in which it should be. This has been such a valuable resource for the, what's it, it's 50 years now or so?
The network has been around for 50 years, yeah. For us, it's about 42, 43 years now, I think.
Okay.
Yep, so hopefully we can keep that going now with this youthful spirit we've got going in here now. So why don't you tell people about the event that's going to be going on, the sort of counter summit that you guys are organizing.
Well, up at Columbia University, Students for Global Justice is holding a counter-summit to the WEF. It's called Globalizing Justice, and we've got some great workshops, legal trainings for people going to the protests, as well as a lot of background information on everything from Mumia Abu-Jamal's case down to the struggles for Moore Gardens in New York City. It's all over the map, and we've got some great speakers coming down. We have Manning Marable and Peter Marcuse from Columbia University. We actually have Amy Goodman, the hostess of Democracy Now!, coming in for one of the evening plenaries. Jaggi Singh, who's well known for being around a catapult that was launching teddy bears at an Organization of American States meeting. He's coming down for this, but no teddy bear catapult this time, as I'm told.
Oh.
It's a shame.
Teddy bear.
But it should be a pretty great event. If you're interested, check out studentsforglobaljustice.org, and that's this Thursday and Friday coming up. We're also throwing a party on Saturday night, because the WEF is having its party in the New York Stock Exchange. You're not invited to that either, so if you want to come down to the Frying Pan February 2nd for our Festival of Organized Resistance, it should be some pretty fun stuff.
That sounds cool. So what's the name of the website people can go to for information on this?
It's studentsforglobaljustice.org. And if you want to check out more info on the convergence around the WEF, then take a look at anotherworldispossible.com or my personal favorite, accnyc.org, for the Friendly Neighborhood Anarchist Contingent.
All right.
Well, that's good. I got to put a link up to those sites on hiphopmusic.com so people can get it from there, too. So I definitely want to thank you for coming down and sharing that information with us.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. And if I may, I'd like to give a little shout out to my roommate, Dan Tone, who would be freestyling if it weren't for a nasty case of the flu. And another personal victim of oppression out in Long Island.
Right. Well, I hope we get to see you more around the station, you know?
Yeah, all right, I hope to be here more.
Definitely, please
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and I'll probably see you at some of these events, too.
Yes.
So we are getting ready to pass it on to DJ3D right about now. In the meantime, you can reach us at 212-209-2900. That's 209-2900. And you can also talk to us at hiphopmusic.com. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York, the Underground Railroad.